This is not to disparage the role of drugs, therapy, or other useful interventions, but ultimately the mind is the most effective agent of change for the brain. Treating obsessive-compulsive disorder. If, while driving, Dottie glimpsed a license plate containing either 5 or a 6, she felt compelled to pull over immediately and sit at the side of the road until a car with a lucky number in its license plate passed by. If she made the slightest misstep, her son would go blind. Description of a woman in the grip of an obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD. Obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, is a neuropsychiatric disease marked by distressing, intrusive, and unwanted thoughts, obsessions, that trigger an urge to perform ritual behaviors, compulsions. This disorder should not be confused with the obsessiveness of the expert who bores acquaintances with the details of a beloved but minor field of expertise. OCD gives no joy and creates no value. Worse, OCD sufferers know that their beliefs are mistaken and their activities are useless. They do not even experience them as a part of themselves, but they do not know how to stop them either. And sufferers won't get any peace from the panic button squealing in their brains unless they carry them out. Yet giving in to them makes them worse over time. The more they give in, the more persistent the beliefs and behaviors become. It is as if their brains have been hijacked. About 1 in 50 American adults suffers from some degree of OCD. Severe cases imperil relationships and prevent employment. Obsessiveness sometimes runs in families, but no single gene is likely responsible. During most of the 20th century, OCD was considered untreatable. Freudian theory suggested that OCD originated in unconscious childhood sexual trauma, but that theory was untestable and unfruitful. Drugs were tried, but they had unpleasant side effects. Some healthcare professionals tried behaviorist reconditioning. For example, compulsive hand washers were forced to touch toilet seats in public washrooms and then forbidden to wash their hands. Not surprisingly, many obsessive compulsives preferred to suffer secretly rather than seek treatment. Even today, many are too embarrassed by their compulsions to ask for help. My friend and colleague Jeffrey Schwartz, a non-materialist UCLA neuropsychiatrist, started working with OCD sufferers in the 1980s because he sensed that OCD was a clear case of an intact mind troubled by a malfunctioning brain.